Have you ever considered the ethics of tourism's impact on these ancient sites? Like, what does all this foot traffic do to the pyramids? That's something to ponder as you're finalizing your plans.
It's a great point. We often focus on the excitement of experiencing these wonders, but it's crucial to think about the long-term effects of our presence.
Right. So, how do we balance our desire to explore these places with the need to protect them for future generations?
Well, there's no easy answer. But one thing's for sure, awareness is key. Understanding the impact tourism has on these sites is the first step.
Absolutely. So, what are some of the key ethical considerations when it comes to visiting places like the pyramids?
Well, let's take the pyramids, for example. They've stood for millennia,
Yeah.
right? But the constant flow of visitors, the touching, even breathing, it all contributes to wear and tear.
Yeah, I never really thought about breathing, but I guess with millions of visitors, it could have an impact.
It does. Even the slightest changes in humidity and temperature can affect these ancient structures.
Wow. Okay, so what can we do as individuals, to minimize our impact?
A lot. Actually, for starters, follow the rules. Stay on marked paths, don't climb on structures, no touching. It might seem basic, but it makes a difference.
Right, those rules are there for a reason. It's about respecting the site.
Exactly. Also, consider going off season. Fewer crowds mean less impact, and you might even have a more intimate experience.
That's a great idea. Less crowded, more meaningful. Anything else?
Yeah, and think about the bigger picture. Support sustainable tourism operators who prioritize conservation. Look for eco-friendly options. Choose accommodations that minimize water usage. Little things add up.
It's about being mindful in all aspects of our trip, from the moment we book our flight to the souvenirs we buy.
Exactly. And educate yourself about the history and culture of the place you're visiting. The more you know, the more you appreciate, the more likely you are to be a responsible visitor.
Okay, so be mindful of our impact, follow the rules, consider off-season travel, support sustainable tourism, and educate ourselves about the place we're visiting. I think those are all great takeaways.
They are. And ultimately, it boils down to this. Travel with intention. Be present. Be respectful. Appreciate these incredible places, not just for ourselves, but for future generations.
Beautifully said. Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into Egypt. We hope you've learned some helpful tips about getting your visa and, more importantly, some things to think about as you plan your trip.
Yeah, enjoy your adventure.
Remember to check out avisa-toegypt.com for all the latest visa info. Safe travels and happy exploring.